That is the mayor of Muncie squeaking the microphone over there. Hi, Dennis.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay, Dennis.
Good morning.
Tyler's here. You're always adjusting microphones because you have to make sure the people can hear what you're communicating.
Well, it looks like I'm much shorter than some of the people you've had in here previously,
he's
too.
He's got the sinky chair right now. Sorry about that. But, you know, for radio, you sound exactly the same as
that's,
me.
That's really all that matters, Steve. Thanks for having me this morning.
I'm going to invite you to a birthday party in just a little while here. Let's just crack through some information here.
Sure.
Let's see. I've got a July 2nd and July 4th couple of red letter dates for you to talk about to the people.
Yes, a couple of pretty important dates coming up for the city. July 2nd will be the evening fireworks at Prairie Creek, but more importantly, that is Ron Bonham Day. And you know, we've been doing that for a number of years to honor Ron, and this year is going to be a lot different with Ron not being here anymore, but it will be a very special day, and it will be at the beach Saturday, and there's a lot of great programs and plans out at Prairie Creek that day, and everybody's invited. And then July 4th, working with Wolf Boom and everybody looking for another great fireworks.
Ron's going to be at the Prairie Creek, by the way.
Oh,
he's got
no
better
doubt.
Seats than
no
ever
doubt.
Before. That's
no
what's
doubt.
Going on there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, and then let's see here. I wanted to ask you about the Muncie City baseball and softball leagues and something. How's that going?
It's going great. I just talked to Harvey the other day. Over 500 kids have signed up. They got everything being put in place for that. The community centers have all pitched in, and they're great partners in this. They have a softball co-ed program going on for the first time ever. Heacon Park, Harvey found a used electronic scoreboard. It's got it all cleaned up, and it's out there. So when the kids are playing there at the Heacon Park Ball Diamond, it's going to be pretty spatial to them. It's the parks are really looking great. All the diamonds are full all summer in the parks. And Tui Pool's up and going now.
Yeah,
Prairie Creek Reservoir's up and going now.
Yep.
They're both busier than the Dickens. This warm weather is
perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
Hey, speaking of Harvey, I saw he posted something yesterday or the day before. I guess Westside Park this weekend, there's going to be a car show and some music and stuff. That'll
be
fun.
Going to be a car show, going to be music. It's a very popular park, as all of our parks are, but it's right along the Greenway, the White River Greenway, Steve. And Harvey's also got some plans right after the 1st of July to get some new park equipment in there, too.
Dennis Tyler is mayor of Muncie, and I wanted to ask you about something you told me about before. There's community center kids that are doing something for the city, and everybody benefits. What's that story?
Yeah, we thought we'd try something this year. There's the Teen Works program that's really, really popular, and we have a large group of students that are participating in that. But they have special criteria to qualify them for that, but we also have some really, really cool students that have a lot of time that they spend at the community centers that maybe don't meet some of the qualifications for that. So what we thought we might do this year, Steve, and we're doing it now, and we started it last week, is the community centers have found us 50 what we call at promise students, and we're going to put them to work on Fridays throughout the city, cleaning in the parks or mowing property that we have that the city's responsible for, or maybe they'll be painting rocks. Who knows what they'll be doing? And then on Thursdays, the community centers were putting together some mentoring programs to where those students will get a chance to see some of the very special people in this community that might be able to encourage those kids to maybe look at some other life changing options and that they may have an opportunity to get involved in.
Great. Everybody wins on that one.
Everybody.
I want to invite you to a birthday party. You're the first invitation.
I like birthday parties.
June 30th, we're going to celebrate a birthday of MuncieJournal.com.
Cake and ice cream?
Yes.
Okay.
And maybe more.
Oh, boy.
Still coming together.
Okay.
And I'd like you to be there if you can, 4 in the afternoon. You can
I'll
mark
be
it
there.
Down? All right.
Yes, sir.
That's great. MuncieJournal.com.
Sure. Thanks for inviting me.
We're happy to do that. Mm-hmm. And as we were starting here, you mentioned something about an event Saturday that might be coming together, kind of a Muncie Pride event to salute the Orlando tragedy.
Yes,
and all that.
I got a social media message last night, and I apologize, I can't find it now, but I believe that it's something called similar to like a Muncie Pride Ride at 7 p.m. At the Greenway Saturday evening, and my guess is the way that it was phrased to me that it's probably the community of Muncie wanting to show solidarity for the tragedy that happened in Orlando over the weekend.
Okay, sounds good. When we find out more, we'll share with everybody
please,
about that event.
Please.
The exact time and location and all that. I got that. That's all I have. You have a busy morning. You get a run
I
to
do.
Another
I'm,
meeting
I'm on my
already.
Way over to IU Health now for a businessman's breakfast with the foundation leadership over there. They're going to be updating us on some of the great things that they have going on.
All right, yeah. Great. Dennis,
always good to see you.
Keep smiling, brother.
If I don't talk to you before June the 30th, I'll probably see you out on the Greenway somewhere.
Oh yeah. We've bumped into each other just
yes, we have.
Recently.
Yes,
all right.
We have.
Dennis Tyler live.